Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Bauer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Dick Williams. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Marv Throneberry. Batting seventh. The catcher, Pete Daly. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ken Hamlin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Hall. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Dick Hall. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Pumpsy Green. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ike DeLuck. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ike DeLuck. And now, play ball. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a pop-up towards short. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. DeLuck fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards first. Throneberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Hall covering, for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wertz scoops it up and throws to first, with DeLuck covering, for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marv Throneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Throneberry takes first base on ball four. Williams moves to second. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Athletics. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall bunts towards the mound. DeLuck fields it and throws to first for the out. Hamlin moves to second. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a pop-up towards first. Thornberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lump moves to second. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels fields it and throws to second for the out. Lump moves to third. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone juggles the ball. That's an error on Malzone. Lump scores. Seaborn moves to second. It's 4-0, Athletics. Ted Wills now pitching. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Thornberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Seaborn moves to third. Williams moves to second. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Daly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bauer. Wills reaches second base with a double. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 1 in the game. Tasby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wills moves to third. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Snyder. Runnels reaches second base with a double. Wills scores. Tasby goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Athletics. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into left field. Seaborn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 0 in the game. Hall strikes out. two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Athletics. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a pop-up towards short. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Snyder. Malzone reaches second base with a double. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Clinton hits a pop-up towards third. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Hall covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bauer moves to second. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green fields it and throws to second for the out. Bauer moves to third. One out. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thornberry strikes out. Two outs. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Daly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bauer scores. Williams moves to second. It's 6-2, Athletics. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hamlin takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to third. Daly moves to second. Dick Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Wills hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tasby takes first base on ball 4. Wills moves to second. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Snyder chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards the plate. Daly fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Daly. Wills scores. Tasby goes all the way around to score. Williams moves to third. It's 6-4, Athletics. Bob Davis now pitching. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-2 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Davis covering, for the out. Williams scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-5, Athletics. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-2 in the game. Nixon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Snyder strikes out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. Bauer hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Seaburn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-2 in the game. Clinton bunts in front of the plate. Daly fields it and throws to first for the out. Malzone moves to second. One out. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-2 in the game. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Rapulski pinch hits for Ted Wills. Rip Rapulski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapulski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thornberry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tasby. Thornberry reaches second base with a double. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Daly strikes out. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hamlin hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tasby strikes out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Ken Johnson now pitching. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-3 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is called out on strikes. 1 out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Tuttle now playing center field. Russ Snyder now playing right field. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Malzone hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-2 in the game. Clinton takes first base on ball 4. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-3 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clinton moves to third. Ray Boone pinch hits for Mike Forknealis. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clinton scores. Green moves to second. It's Athletics, 6, Red Sox, 6. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tasby hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Green moves to third. Boone moves to second. 2 outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Runnels is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Tom Sturdivant now pitching. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Seaburn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Seaburn reaches second base with a double. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Thornberry is walked intentionally. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Daly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Seaburn moves to third. Thornberry moves to second. Whitey Herzog pinch hits for Ken Hamlin. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Seaburn scores. Thornberry scores. Daly moves to second. It's 8-6, Athletics. Ken Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Johnson now playing shortstop. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wirtz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Wirtz reaches second base with a double. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-4 in the game. Nixon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Nixon reaches second base with a double. Wirtz scores. It's 8-7, Athletics. Marty Cutina now pitching. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nixon scores. It's Athletics, 8, Red Sox, 8. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump misplays the ball. That's an error on Lump. Malzone moves to third. Clinton moves to second. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Green is walked intentionally. Jim Pagliarani pinch hits for Tom Sturdivant. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thornberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Red Sox 8. The Athletics will come to bat. Tom Borland now pitching. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Snyder hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Lump hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tasby. Lump reaches second base with a double. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. Tuttle hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Lump scores. It's 9-8, Athletics. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tuttle moves to third. two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams is walked intentionally. Andy Carey pinch hits for Marv Thornberry. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green misplays the ball. That's an error on Green. Tuttle scores. Williams moves to third. Carey moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 10-8, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Red Sox 8. The Red Sox will come to bat. Andy Carey now playing third base. Dick Williams now playing first base. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Runnels hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Nixon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cutina fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 10, and Boston Red Sox, 8. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.